Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello, and welcome to this week's shorty episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. You know what? Earlier this week, I decided that I was going to take another break from the podcast because I have to be honest, life is full as fuck right now. If you've been listening to episodes and if you know me, you know that I have just moved back to Canada after 10 years living in Costa Rica. I've been here for just over 3 months. And I am living a life that's vastly different. In Costa Rica, I worked outside of the home, not full-time, but a lot. Also ran my online business, had a full-time nanny, a full-time housekeeper. Now I'm back in Canada. I'm living with my mom. I don't have daycare. And so I have a very busy full day every day with my children, with my now 1-year-old and 4-year-old, because their birthdays were both celebrated in July. And on top of all of that, I am also, my family, my partner and I, we are renovating a house that we bought that needed to be gutted. Everything is ripped out down to the studs, the bathroom, the kitchen, gonzo. But we do have drywallers in right now at the time of recording, putting in the drywall. That's exciting. So hopefully we're going to be in and painting within the next week and a half. Hoping to be in the house before school starts because my daughter starts junior kindergarten the first week of September. Anywho, because of all of this, I've just been trying to really focus my energy on the most important things. And as much as I want to let this podcast go, because it does take a lot of time and effort, because I have my assistant is on a break right now for the summer, I do really love putting this stuff out there, and I feel like I'm connecting. I don't feel like I'm just talking into my microphone. I feel like I'm actually talking to you. So if you are listening, thank you for being an ear for me. But what I wanted to talk about today is embodiment, integration, shit that I used to talk about all the time and don't get a chance to as much anymore. Aside from working with my one-on-one clients who I'm always talking about embodiment with, and also my Breath Alchemy Circle ladies who always, it's all about integration and embodiment. But I do miss teaching live workshops, which is something I did for years in front of thousands of people at Rhythmia. And one of my favorite concepts to share, and one that like resonates with me so much, is the art of integration. Because, you know, it's, if not as important, maybe more important than the actual work with things like plant medicine. I mean, I can't say more important, but just as important, the integration process, right? 50% of the work happens when you're in ceremony, 50% happens after. 50% of the work happens in breath work, 50% happens after. 50% happens with your therapist. The other 50% is taking the insights, the tools, the wisdom, and applying it to life. So what does it really mean to embody something fully? It's interesting how our mind often deceives us into believing that merely understanding something logically will lead to transformation. As many of us know, maybe all of us, have experience, this isn't usually the case. We can immerse ourselves fully reading books, podcasts, you know, throw ourselves into a sea of content, only to find ourselves feeling stuck again. You know, in my early years of study, I got super fired up at countless workshops. I walked fire with Tony Robbins. I did retreat after retreat, only to get home and forget. I lose momentum. I'd say, fuck it. You know, and this stems from a lack of integration, a disconnect between the understanding and the embodying. And this is where my fascination with breathwork comes to life. Breathwork offers us this path to seamlessly integrate teachings, making them a visceral part of our being. We often try to force our logical understanding into our emotional state, and it's no surprise that this approach isn't sustainable. Breathwork becomes the bridge. Breathwork allows us to open up to these insights more fluidly. This is a big reason why I'm so passionate about this practice and why I believe that it can change lives. We have to liberate ourselves from overthinking and dive into the boundless energy and information that lies within the body. When it comes to healing and creating actual lasting change, it takes about 20% mindset work, and I'd say about 80% energy work. You know, maybe this is my opinion. I know there's a lot of people that agree, but so much happens in the body, in the soma. This is why somatic work has become so pivotal and powerful and popular as of late. When we let our minds run amok, we inadvertently limit ourselves because the mind dwells in constraints. While the body is a vessel of limitless potential, our body, we are made of stars. And somewhere, somehow along the line, we get forgetful. Our mind gets conditioned and we lose this whole connection that we have to infinite, limitless potential. There is an intelligence within our bodies that far surpasses what our minds can even fathom. But by quieting the mind's chatter, which breathwork, meditation, yoga, all amazing tools, and tuning into our bodies, we create space for the wisdom that they hold. This shift leads us to live from the heart and intuition rather than the constrictions of the conditioned mind. And it's a practice. It's a conscious choice that we have to make daily. When life throws challenges our way, when life throws big emotions our way, like anxiety, stress, fear, pain, grief, it's about asking ourselves, where are we operating from? And what are we focusing on? Anxiety, which is something I know many of us deal with, it roots us in fear. It has us dwelling on potential negative outcomes. But when we are feeling good, this is typically a good sign. When we're feeling amazing, that we're living from the heart and we're embracing all of life's beauty and all of the positivity. And this eternal shift is one that ripples through our external reality. So living from the mind, living from fear, living from, you know, future tripping, that's in the mind. That's where we live in this negative mindset. But when we can start to really connect to our body, connect to our heart, to that infinite joy that lives within, this is where life becomes delicious and juicy. This shift is grounded in embodiment. This isn't just a notion. It's about embracing and living the concepts that we learn. It's a transformation from head-centric living to a heart-centered existence. There's brilliance in quieting the mind. Our body intelligence outweighs the limitations of our mind. This is the gateway to transformation. So think about this moment, the moment you have right after leaving a yoga class, or maybe you're a runner when you get home from a run, or if you do breathwork after a beautiful breathwork session, there's a profound sense of embodiment. We're there, we're present, we're hearing the birds, we're feeling our body, the sweat, the heat on our skin. Everything feels so good. We want to hug everyone, at least after yoga and breathwork. Imagine living from that place consistently. This is about taking emotional responsibility, about engaging with life's triggers and the lessons that they hold. And instead of projecting onto others when we feel these triggers come up, we embrace the accountability that we can do so for ourselves with curiosity. We can face our triggers. We can become inquisitive with them. We can inquire. It's really easy to outsource our triggers, but doing so robs us of our growth. Challenges always occur for a reason. And if we can dive into why we're triggered, we can begin to uncover these insights and the wisdom that these things that we came here to learn in this lifetime that would otherwise be hidden. So this mindset shift empowers us to own our emotions, cultivating a stronger connection with ourselves. The true game of life isn't an external chase. It's an internal journey towards happiness. I spent years pursuing freedom externally, right? Trying to make more money, trying to have more travel, to be bigger and better entrepreneur, until I realized that real freedom comes from within. It's about freeing up our energy, freeing up our emotions, and being with our true essence. And this brings us back to embodiment, the bridge between conceptual understanding and lived experience. It's about nurturing personal accountability and emotional resonance. By dissolving stories and embracing our energy, we can find fulfillment in the present moment. Remember, your energy is boundless. Let's stop shackling ourselves with limiting narratives. It's about aligning yourself with the universe, recognizing that you're an integral part of a grand tapestry. And you're never alone in this. You are part of something greater. It's time to connect with your soul, to feel that vibrant aliveness coursing through you. This is your journey. This is your path to integration, to becoming truly alive. And we don't have to do it alone. Despite all of the stories that you see out there, all of the programs and the books that are touting self-help, personal development, you don't have to go this alone. In fact, learning how to be embodied and integrate the lessons that you want to learn and that your soul wants to learn in this lifetime, you're probably going to have a better outcome when you do it in community, when you're doing it with the support of like-minded people that are on the same path, trying to learn the same time as you. And when we learn in community, we get to also share in the healing. My healing is your healing. Your healing is my healing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's the way that we used to do this kind of work. Way, way back before some man out there decided that it needed to become a one-man show and that healing needed to become so personal, and it's become actually quite toxic, the amount of focus that we've had on ourselves over the years. So I want to invite you, if you're interested in diving deep with embodiment, working to integrate lessons, maybe you've studied a lot, but you're not feeling it, you're having an easy time applying it to life, maybe come and check out my Breath Alchemy Circle. This is a big focus of the work we do. It's a 3-month breathwork container. The next one launches mid-September, September 13th and 14th. Right now I have 14 women going through my summer cohort. The next one starts in September. If you want to learn, I'm going to drop links about that in the show notes. And make sure you're following me on Instagram at Coach Meg Pearson. I'm going to be sharing a lot more about all of this good stuff. And maybe doing some workshops, because damn, I miss that shit. All right. I love you. Have a beautiful week. Until next time. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, rebels.